City Manager Steve Giesbrecht and Mayor Al Dwyer hit on two key issues that have repeatedly been raised by the boat haul-out company Island Ventures LLC, which is the only business that's actually had to buy pollution insurance as part of its lease of city lands.
We have some leases that it's built into the lease to require pollution insurance, and are we as a city going forward going to require that or not?
Well, you know, we can't enforce it for one and not the other. I know that.
The provision requires pollution insurance that's satisfactory to the city, and it's only been included in the five city leases signed since 2006. That includes a parcel of land leased by the local shipyard business, which was purchased by Piston and Rudder this spring, as well as Island Ventures, which leased a piece of city land near the boat ramp at the Scow Bay turnaround in the fall of 2009. However, the city has only specified an amount of insurance and enforced that requirement for Island Ventures. Owner John Murgis has raised concerns about the issue during several previous discussions with the council and the Harbor Board. Mark Jensen and other councillors agreed there seemed to be an inconsistency.
I think if we require one person to have pollution insurance, especially for that kind of a business, they should all have, and it's in their lease. So we would have to come up with a dollar figure that we wanted to have them insured. I don't know if you do that by what Mr. Murgis had on his property, if you could do it by the square foot, or I don't know the best way to go about that. But I feel if you do it for one, you have to do it for treat everybody the same.
Partly based on advice from the city attorney, most of the councillors wanted to keep the insurance requirement or something that could accomplish the same sort of liability protection. It's aimed at making sure taxpayers don't end up with a bill if a lessee has a spill and is unable to pay for cleanup. Councillor Don Koenig suggested one alternative, requiring the purchase of a bond. That's instead of an insurance policy that could end up providing only limited coverage.
Now, if Mr. Bergens has got a boat haul out and he's scraping and cleaning boats, et cetera, and he knows that he's got a bond, that we know that he has a bond in place, it's active. It could be whatever one thought that might be. It could be $1 million, $2 million. Rather than dealing with kind of an a risk situation where you're dealing with pollution, you don't know the extent. Having read Mr. Murgis's policy and all the exclusions, it makes it very difficult for any person in business to try to know exactly where he's at. I think he makes an excellent case. And I think we're approaching the problem from the wrong direction.
Whether a bond would be any less costly or easier to obtain than insurance was one of the unanswered questions. Island Ventures' Murgis wasn't so sure. He pointed out that the other alternative was for the city to drop the lease requirement entirely.
Instead of spending so much money with our city attorney, I think we need to use science and facts to determine potential pollution liability and how to reduce that liability to near zero, such as with best management practices.
Murgis said there were many environmental engineers in the state who could advise the city on the issue. Judging from his insurance policy, Murgis was doubtful the requirement would provide the type of protection the city was seeking.
If you looked at the exclusions that are on there, there really were no scenarios that I could come up with, plausible scenarios, where it would offer protection either for me or the community, and it basically did nothing to protect public interest.
Having looked at those exclusions as well, Councillor Rick Braun said it's hard to find a circumstance where the insurance company would ante up. He still wanted leases to include some protection for the city in case of pollution, but he thought it would be worth considering a bond instead.
I think we can evaluate what's the worst case scenario for John's operation. And look at that, you know, maybe it would be an oil spill, and John would certainly have the opportunity to clean it up himself, but, you know, things happen, and maybe he wouldn't be able to for one reason or other, and that's when the bond would come into play, but maybe it could be a reasonable amount for the bond. Then the city would be protected, probably much more so than if we had insurance.
Both the Harbor Board and Harbor staff have gone to bat for Murgis's Island Ventures. They've recommended getting rid of the liability coverage requirement entirely. Harbor Master Glo Wallen said Murgis had become one of the most environmentally sound businessmen on the island. If the city requires him to keep the coverage and he decides not to renew his lease, Wallen worried the city would have to require such coverage for any small boat owners who want to work on their projects on city property. According to Wallen, that would push those boats to go to Wrangell and use the public facilities there. Both Mergus and Wallen took the opportunity to urge the council to move forward with plans for a new washdown system and other boatyard developments at Scow Bay. Wallen pointed out that the long-used maintenance grids in Petersburg's harbors have been coming under more scrutiny from regulators like the Environmental Protection Agency.
We have told the EPA, and as they have given us, started to give us verbal warning, that we have a plan in place of when we finally get ownership of the tidelands and we're going to move towards some kind of a yard out there, and we're going to incorporate an environmentally sound washdown system that, you know, to the tune of $500,000. Those are in place, and in the meantime, we've had this private business kind of take the pressure off of us for turning that into our number one priority. I mean, forget everything else if we got to shut the grids down and things like that.
The city itself has no pollution insurance that would cover cleanup costs for its own boat grids, where vessel owners regularly power wash, scrape, paint, and perform other maintenance on their vessels over open tide flats. Councillor Sue Flint made a motion to have the city write up a new contract for Mergus without the insurance requirement, but there was no second. Instead, councillors discussed a couple other options, including reducing Mergus's lease rate to cover the bond or insurance costs, or even having the city purchase the insurance itself for Mergus and the other affected lessees. The council directed the city manager to look into those options. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.